We are learning Maseches Baba Kama with Avchav Alf on Beis. We're starting seven lines from the top, beginning of a line. Leim mechazeres tanoi. Maybe mechazeres v'chagis tanoim. We came up before two lashonis in the Gemara. One lashon in the Gemara mechazeres v'chagis ravet Shmuel. That means if Haman walking down the street turns his head to the side, is that called Rishus Hanizik or not? So Rav says that Yechayeves Korshus Hanizik, Shmuel says Pater. And the Gemara says another pshat, that Lekuli Yama Mechzeres Chayev. But let's say over here, maybe it's a chagis tanoim. The time to the bride. So, oklom atecha rochava. If a hamer eats from the middle of the street, mishalem is mashananis. It pays mashananis, which means it's potter. Just pays the hanah. It saved itself a supper. Mitzidei rochava. By the way, before you asked me a kasha that it comes at 2/3 more. If they ate chitim, for example, you pay nothing by mashananis. So it's very still possible that the chazanis makes a difference. You're asking if you pay 2/3 more. If you ate chitim, you're potter for mashananis. In certain cases, we don't pay mashananis. It's a whole different halacha. It's mashananis. Sometimes more, if you want on the other, maybe. But it's fine. So halacha is that if you eat middle of the street, mashalem is mashananis. Metzidei rechava, if you eat from the side of the street, mashalem is mashazika. Then you pay mashazika. This sounds like chayef of machazaris. Divri rameya. That's rameya shita. Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yosi, Rav Elazar, Imrim, ain't darka lechol ela lahalach. It's not the derech to eat, el to walk. So what does it mean? It sounds like also chayiv. Right tomorrow, Rav Yosi had a tanakama. Same thing. We're saying like it's not normal to eat on the side, so you pay mashazika. So it sounds like the same thing. What's he saying? Ella must be mechazeres zika benayim. Tanakama sava mechazeres nami mishlemes mashonetes. That somehow Rav Yosi heard from a tanakama that Tzidei Rechava means it walked to the side. That's what pays Mashazika. But Mechazeres is potter. Rabbi Yosi Savar, no, it's Dark Lalach, not to eat. And therefore, it's Chay. Rabbi Yosi Savar, Meshlem is Mashazika, because that's considered Rosh Hashanah. So maybe that's the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Tanakama. So we're like, the Kuliyama Mechazeres, Iker Rav, Iker Shmuel. Mechazeres, either like Rav or like Shmuel, if you like Girsa, that it's a Machlekes. Really, everyone holds Mechazeres, either chayev like Rav, or pot like Shmuel, or chayev like Kuliyama. Here's a hold of Machlekes. Ba'ocha beer b'stei achar k'mifli. Mas tovar beer b'stei achar l'vish rabim. What man knows beer b'stei achar means? It has to be v'shusha nizik and now v'shusha rabim. Omar sovar beer b'stei achar l'vishusha mazik. That all the man holds that even v'shusha rabim yichayev. Even v'shusha rabim yichayev. It's not the derech to eat, el lahalich, and yichayev v'shusha rabim also. I beer b'stei achar, that means v'loy b'shusha mazik, not in the rishus of the mazik. That's where you're potter. In your own rishus, you're potter. Frank the Rishus of Mazik, you don't need a pasuk for that. Lema percha rishus in my body. What's your parents doing in my rishus? You put parents into my rishus, my behemoth is going to eat it. That's why I'm potter. You don't need a pasuk for that. My body, what's it right? Ella, the ilfar or ishi yikam naiva. The machlekes, Rab Yasi, and the Tanakama is either the case of ilfa or of ishiya. What's the case of ilfa or of ishiya? We had it before. Ilfa's case is that the behemoth is eating off the back of the other person. That's the case of Ilfa, that's eating the behemoth, which is a rabbim, and it stuck out its neck and ate off the back of the other behemoth. That halacha, that yechayiv, because k'sir shanizik, that's machlokes. One mandima says, no, stosh is a rabbim. The other man says, no, that's k'sir shanizik. That's one machlokes. Or Rav Oishia, Rav Oishia's case was by a behemoth that was kefetzes, it jumped up and ate. And that's not a case of Rebbe Machlokes. The only thing is that Kefetzes has nothing to do with Shein. Look at Tosfos Maskil the Ilfa. Zok Tosfos the Ilfa Rabbi Yishei. Lav Inyan Echad. The Rabbi Yishei married by Kefetzes to have a Karen. The Ilfa Ari Agabi Charvet the Chosh of Shein. The Isgrad Amand Yom there. That Sugya learns Kefetzes is also a type of Shein. The Riff learns more Gishmak like the Riff. But Tosfos learns that it's Karen. Tosfos Rashi there learns Karen. It's a little interesting that the Machlokes is by two different type of things. But basically, Machlokes is in the Rishus Rabbim. Could you be Chayiv as Rishus Nizik? According to Rav Yosi, you are, because he holds that like Ilfa or like Rishia, that's called Chayiv. According to Tanakama, no. Kolzman, you're down walking down the street, you only pay Mashinelis and you're potter. Zok the new Mishnah. Hakela v'agdi shekofetz m'resh gag. A dog or a gedi, a goat, jumped off the roof, v'shivru es a kelim, and landed on the kelim, m'shalom nezik shalom. You pay nezik shalom, pay shehem u'adim. Then I'm u'adim to do that. It's more to do that, to jump off the roof and break things. Another halacha, a kelv shenot charara, a kelv that took a charara, a burning cookie, v'halach l'gadosh, and he went to the gadosh, ochal charara, hid the gadosh, he went to charara, he ate the charara and he lit the gadosh. The halacha is, ala charara m'shalom, because that's pashta shein. While a goddess, Shalom Chatzinazik. And on the goddess you pay Chatzinazik because that's Tzroiris. Because you caused the fire, I did Tzroiris, wasn't direct. And therefore, that is called Tzroiris. And we'll see, Yemetz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, a bigger discussion about that. But we'll discuss now the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah says, a kelev like jumped off a roof, it broke Kalim, paid the Shalom, why that's moved to do that? Zoktamar, timer, the kofzu, because it jumped off the roof, that's where Chayiv, Hondaf flew. Let's say it fell off the roof and it fell onto something and broke it. Potter, what's the pshat? Because that's the oinus. That must expect it to fall off the roof. So, your potter, Amma, Lachari here, but the problem is you let a kelev agdi on the roof, that's a psia, because it could jump off the roof and that's normal. So, punkt fell off the roof. So, that's called chilosaiv a psia of a saiv a bainus. So, it's mashma, if it falls off, it's potter. So, it must be we hold, Amma kasavat chilosaiv a psia of a saiv a bainus potter. It must be we hold that chilos a psia and saiv a bainus potter, because here there's a psia, let the behemoth up on the roof, let the dog up on the roof. And now a punkt fell off, it says I'm potter. Why? It's chilos a psia. There it is. Even though it was a psia beginning, since it ended off, the mazik, end of the oinus, you potter. Taina mehachi, takam brice like that. Kelvag dish kovs mejagag. A dog or a goat jumped off the roof. Veshav was a kelim. Mesham le shalom. Pen shalom. Why? Because that's a muut. Naflu falls off turim. So honicha. Frank the Gemara. The Ma'aseh honicha. Lamandi Amar. It's a mechlekes amarai. Honicha. Lamandi Amar. Chazam shiur. Seif bainus potter. We have a smack of pshat in the Mishnah and the Brisa. El lamandi Amar. Chayi. My claim. What are you going to say? Pshat. Why? When it falls off the roof, are you potter? L'chayra. You let it up to onto the roof. So it's a pshia. And for the Gemara, the case was like this. Going to Makarvi kelim gabi kaisel. The kelim were right next to the wall. So the guy with the pshia jumping off, there was no chance the kelim would have broke. If it jumps off the roof, it jumps off a little distance from the wall. It'll no way of land on the kelim. So clap it a kelim in regards to the kelim. You're not a pshia because there's no way that was going to happen. So now that it fell off, that's a pashta ayin. It's a machai for that. So therefore, we have a way to understand why naflu is potter. You know why? Because the kelim were right next to the wall. So there, if it falls off onto those kelim, you're potter, because no tchilas and psia on that. Amrav Zvidish made the Rava. Pa'amim shafil naflu na michayiv. There's cases, even when it falls off, you could be chayiv. Meshkachas la, there'll be a psia for naflu. What's the case? Meshkachas la b'koysel ru'ua. It's a shaky wall, and we know that behemoth is like walking a tightrope on top of a wall. And the wall was shaky, and it's very possible to fall down. So Zok Tegmar, mind you, the boiler is suke, died in Nafal Archi, that the bricks, the wall will fall down. Frey Tegmar, so I've Nafal Archi. It's still Tchelos of Pshia Seth Bainis. Because the mice, what happened? It fell off. It didn't, the wall didn't fall down. You're right, there was a Pshia, the Gabi falling, but it didn't fall from that. It fell from something else. So it's still Tchelos of Pshia Seth Bainis. So I've said Nafal Archi, Nafal Inu. Tchelos of Pshia Seth Bainis. It's Tchelos of Pshia Seth Bainis. And if you're a tzricha of a kaisel tzar, you know where the kuli alma will be considered a pshil gavi naflu? By a narrow wall. You let the behemoth up on top of the roof, and it's a narrow wall, you know it's going to do a tightrope on the narrow wall, and it's for sure going to fall off. So klape the nefila ready, it is a pshia. It's a pshia in such a case for the nefila. Tanu Rabbanan. Hakela vagdi shadolgu milmata lemaila. If a dog or a goat jumps from the ground up onto the roof, that's Pturim. And it breaks Kelim on the roof. That's Potter. It's not normal for Kelim to jump up. It jumps down, but not just jump up. But from top to bottom, it's Chayav. Like our Mishnah says, it jumped off the Reish Hagag. So, Mamay Lamata Chayavim. Odom V'Tarnagol, a person or a Tarnagol, is a dog Chayav. Adam is not because of Orchei, like Rashi speaks out. Adam is because Adam is Mu'ed Lailam. So if he jumps onto the roof, you want to see me jump on the roof? He jumps on the roof, it lands on top of a beautiful crystal vase. He breaks it, he's high, no matter what. Tarnagol is an Orchei to jump up. So we're saying like this, a Kelevagdi is only Orchei to jump down. But jump down. Jump up is not Chai. Mashenken, Adam and Tarnagol is a Mu'ed. Either way. Now, that's part of it, it's like a tam, it's chayiv chatzin ezek. It doesn't mean, when it says, memata lemailon, from ground to the roof, it's part, it doesn't mean part. It means you pay chatzin ezek, because it's a tam, it's meshunu, but you pay chatzin ezek. Rashi speaks this out. The mata lemail ptura means that you pay chatzin ezek. Zok de marakasha, fake de marakasha, on top of chavez of an aleph, va'atanya kelevagdi shadolgu be memala lemata. We have a bright that says potter. How can you say that it's normal to jump off It says in a brisa it's part. It's a stira between two brises. Now you really could have asked the same stira on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says jump off the roof. It's considered orche. So you don't have to come to the brisa. Tosfos speaks that. Tosfos says havotze mifrach el not the ma'isi brisa parach atavayo. But we could ask the kashya of Mishnah already. Here it says it's part of both ways. Jumping is part of. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Papa, that when it jumped down, it did something different. The Apach Meipach, Kabo Besgira, the Gade Besricha. A dog, the way it climbs down, it doesn't jump down. And a Gedi jumps off. You ever saw a goat? The goat jumps. A cow just like scrambles down. So here, what made it part of was that they did something else. The Kalba Besgira, the Kalba was jumped off, and the Gade Besricha. So they did something different. That's why you potter. Okay, my pturim. Why you potter? So Moses says no. Pturim nezik shalem v'chiyav chatzin nezik. Avada yechayiv. It's just chayiv chatzin nezik. It's like shein. That's what it is. It's like shein. Now the Tosis asked that why is it chasam pshiyav sef bainus over here? Because the ma'aseh jumping off is pshiyav. So why is it chasam pshiyav sef bainus? Say chasam pshiyav and to jump. Right, climb down. The climb down instead of jumping. Okay, but it's chasam pshiyav sef bainus. That's why for Tosis. This is a Marduk Taurus. Taurus is only say Chasam Shiv Sai Vainas, only if you're Potter Lagamri. But here, you're Chayva as Karen, then there's no Chasam Shiv Sai Vainas. Let's say Taurus inside. I'm talking about. Because it did something different. So that's the asking, that's the answering. The Chat says, now, Oinas. Okay, very good. Let's say, that's cool. That says Taurus. I'm talking about. Why are you Potter? Even though it's different, but I was supposed to be chayiv nezek shalom. V'yishloimar, the lawyer made a mishum tchasam pshia legavi regal lechayiv nezek shalom legavi keren. That Philip pshia gomerly and keren lechayiv nezek chatzin nezek. He says a little different than you. He's saying that okay, tchasam pshia. So what does it mean? It's considered a pshia now. But pshia and keren is also chatzin nezek. So therefore, you only pay chatzin nezek. It's a big aside. This taisus, like upon him, that's what that's answering to that kasha. But the bottom line is a keren that jumps off. Yichayv nezek shalom jumps up, chatzin nezek. There's another case jumping off the roof. Yichayv chatzin nezek also. How? If a dog jumps off and if a gedi climbs down, because that's not the normal way. And if there was such a case, yichayv chatzin nezek, not nezek shalom.